The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you've ever known a graduate zoology student, odds are you know that they spend an inordinate amount of time working with poop. That, of course, is because there is a tremendous amount to be learned from fecal samples, even really, really old ones. For example, two lumpy pieces of fossilized poop recently showed that some dinosaurs ate flowering plants during the late Cretaceous period, about 75 million years ago. The two turds are a prized find, as fossilized dinosaur droppings containing traces of flowering plants, known as angiosperms, are rare. To make sure, paleontologists did a microscopic analysis showing that the fossilized excrements, known as coprolites, contained pieces of angiosperms. Flowering plants first appeared during the early Cretaceous and rapidly diversified throughout the late Cretaceous, competing with ferns and gymnosperms, plants with exposed seeds such as conifers. Some dinosaurs, such as hadrosaurs or duck-billed dinosaurs, ceratopsians such as triceratops, and ankylosaurus, an armored herbivorous dinosaur that walked on all fours, also experienced more diversity during this time.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.